It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. Senator Ted Cruz is getting involved in the school voucher issue at the Texas Capitol. The Texas Tribune reports he sent a letter to fellow Republicans in the Texas House and Senate. He's urging them to vote for a school choice voucher plan that would offer public funding for schools to attend private schools. There's support for vouchers in the state Senate, but the chair of the House Public Education Committee has said vouchers won't pass the Texas House. After 14 seasons with the Dallas Cowboy, quarterback Tony Romo's time with the club appears to be coming to an end. Reports indicate the 36-year-old will either be released or traded by the only NFL team he's played for. KERA's Gus Contreras looks back at Romo's time with the boys.
Tony Romo came at a time when the Cowboys were starving for a quarterback. It was then head coach Bill Parcells who gave Romo his first shot back in 2006.
And by the way, Tony Romo is coming in now at quarterback in mid-drive with 5:16 to play.
Romo landed on the team without being drafted from Eastern Illinois University in 2003 and eventually took over the position. Team owner Jerry Jones once called the discovery of Romo a miracle in an infamous viral video at a bar. Romo quickly won over the fan base with flashy play and a charming smile. Like when he made the Jimmy Kimmel Show's Handsome Men Club.
Look at Romo. Look at the size of his ears. Right? Can't even get his hat on front ways ever.
Burned.
Because his ears are so big.
In his 10 years as starting quarterback, Romo broke the records of team greats Roger Staubach and Troy Aikman. His Hispanic background also endeared him to North Texas's large Latino population, like Cowboys fan Joseph Lopez.
You know, Tony is a consummate professional. You know, he's a guy that, you know, everybody should look up and appreciate. I'm a big fan. You know, I feel like, you know, there's not enough Hispanic quarterbacks in the NFL. But, you know, I think Tony's been a pro the entire time.
Though, it wasn't always sunshine and rainbows for Romo in Dallas. He had a reputation for letdowns in big moments.
And the snap is bad, and Romo picks it up and runs left to the five, and he's taken off his feet. At the 2-yard line, he fumbled the ball. The snap was bad, and the Cowboys did not kick the field goal, and their season's going to end.
Like a botched field goal snap in 06 that kept them from advancing in the playoffs. A trip to Cabo, Mexico with then-girlfriend Jessica Simpson during the playoffs, and throwing costly interceptions to lose games. In the end, it was injuries that caused him to miss significant playing time over the past 5 years. He punctured a lung, broke his collarbone twice, and a bone in his back. And ultimately, he lost his job to rookie Dak Prescott last season. Romo addressed his situation in a heartfelt speech last November.
If you think for a second that I don't want to be out there, then you've probably never felt the pure ecstasy of competing and winning. That hasn't left me. In fact, it may burn more now than ever.
One day, Romo will join Cowboy legends like Staubach and Aikman in the team's Hall of Fame, the Ring of Honor. Gus Contreras, KERA News.
Edwin Fuller made a choice a long time ago. Art would be his priority. He's left jobs, family, and even a home to become an artist. Each week in the Artist Spotlight, we follow the life of a North Texas creative. And today, KERA's Stephanie Kuo talks with Fuller, who's a homeless painter at the Stew Pot in Dallas. He says homelessness is just a temporary but necessary part of his journey.
In 2011, Edwin Fuller was sitting outside a homeless shelter in downtown Dallas, sketching.
On the back of a piece of application or something.
When a man suggested he take his talents just up the road to the Stew Pot. There, Fuller met Cynthia Branham, who heads the homeless ministry's art program.
I whipped together a painting in a day. And she said, well, this is really good. We've got a private auction. Let me sell this for you.
He said no thanks. He didn't feel comfortable showing a piece he had thrown together last minute. But Branham changed his mind.
She took it to the auction. She said they got into a bidding war. I ended up getting almost $700 for a watercolor painting that I didn't even want anybody to see. And that kept me here.
The Stew Pot Art Program is open specifically to the homeless and at risk. It provides classes, studio space, and supplies for free. Cynthia Branham says the program is a respite for those who feel bogged down by the stress of being homeless.
It gets them into a place where they are creating what they want to see and gives them the freedom to create, because that's one of the things that they don't feel very much at all is freedom.
Since that day sketching on the street, Fuller's paintings have filled the halls of the Stew Pot's second floor. Think Jackson Pollock and his methodical randomness, but also Monet with his rapid and fragmented brushstrokes. If you ask Fuller, he'll tell you that his real muse is Harley Brown, a Canadian painter best known through the 60s and 70s for his portraits of Native Americans.
When he teaches his student, the first thing he does is tell him to pick a color, any color, blindly, and make a mark. Okay, you've already made the mistake. Everything you do from this point is going to be better. And that's pretty much what I do. Just drop some paint on the canvas. Just start building on it.
He uses a palette knife to etch globs of acrylic paint down and across a canvas. The result? Several square-like strokes crafted into a landscape, a cityscape, or just a random tableau of light and color. His work is very popular. In December, Fuller sold 14 paintings at the Stew Pot Art Show at the Dallas Public Library. Here's Cynthia Branham again.
He's really gotten into a wonderful place with his work, and he's put a lot of the hard labor into it, and now he's gotten to a point to where he's hitting a stride.
Fuller took art classes in college, then taught himself watching YouTube, TV, and going to galleries. But the artist has been in him since childhood.
You know, you spill, and then you try to rearrange your spill into something that looks nice. The colors, ketchup and mustard, were so much fun to me. Decorate my hot dog. When I finally got to preschool, our finger painting class, oh, I wanted to finger paint all day.
Being a professional painter wasn't always in the cards. He went to the University of Colorado Boulder to play football, spent nearly 4 years in the Navy, and bounced between odd jobs in Dallas, in hotel room service, at a convention center, even replacing rail lines for DART.
I quit a job that everybody said I should have loved. I can float around wasting time taking this job and that job, but the hours I spent there, I really wanted to be painting.
He's in his 50s and moved to Dallas 6 years ago, hoping to start fresh. It hasn't worked out the way he had hoped. He now lives at the Austin Street homeless shelter.
Homeless is not who I am. It's just something that's happening to me right now.
Fuller says he knows there are more practical ways to his goal. He says he has plenty of detractors who criticize him for his priorities. But he also has plenty of fans, and instability is just a price he has to pay.
Everything costs something. I want to be an artist, and it's going to cost me a few years of starving. I'm willing to give up everything to become an artist. So whatever suffering I have to do, you know, I'm willing to pay for it.
He knows it's cliche, but hopes the suffering and the homelessness will make him a better artist one day and teach him valuable lessons.
How to live. How to be a man.
Fuller says even the tallest tree starts out in the bleakest of circumstances, as a seed in dirt. An apt metaphor for his journey and dreams. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.
You can see Edwin Fuller's work online at our website, artandseek.org/spotlight. And while you're there, check out the other profiles we have of North Texas artists in the Artist Spotlight series. And finally, Jeb Hensarling is a key congressional figure in remaking healthcare and financial regulation. The Republican represents parts of Dallas and East Texas. KERA's Rick Holter caught up with him in Washington. We'll have that interview tomorrow morning at 8:22 here on KERA. Tonight in Dallas, cloudy, chance of rain, low of 65. There's also a slight chance of a storm as well. I'm Lauren Silverman. This is KERA News.